Welcome to Jim's BBQ. Can I take your order?
Ooh, getting steamy with the crandles.
I just like very large slices of pizza.
You know what I actually enjoy?
Yeah, maybe. So what what occurred, though?
That was the famous mic gloss over.
Hey, now, what are you doing over there?
Sound like he's pounding something. Maybe his pud?
He's pounding the flesh.
When you were young,
so
in your heart
was an open book.
I'm gonna go mouth fuck Dylan now.
Hi, welcome to episode 46 of Jim's BBQ podcast. I'm Mike.
I'm Jim.
And I'm Dylan.
And we have a couple special guests with us. We have our Canadian correspondent, Paul Saunders.
Motherfucking Saunders.
And briefly, before she goes for pedicure, oh, la-di-da.
Ooh, pedicures, la-di-da. Yes.
We have...
And because Mike's like, ooh, you could be on the podcast.
We have my beautiful wife, Liz.
Are you from Annie Brothers?
Hello.
Listen,
they all have that copyright.
I don't know. I think we can steal it for
We'll find out if he truly listens now.
Yeah.
Because then he'll start busting my balls for
me. Yeah, maybe.
It's a good thing you don't do that often, because that response is, what did you do?
The whole joke is that our buddy Daryl always checks in at restaurants in and around
mostly
Pennsylvania, like Western Pennsylvania, mostly Pramani Brothers, with his beautiful white cat, her beautiful wife cat.
Beautiful cat.
White cat. I would
pick
like Mr. Fluffles.
So I couldn't help. I mean, since you were joining us for the podcast, I couldn't help but make a little reference today about something else.
Yes. Mixing in the chocolate.
I think it's
sorry. I know it's an audible medium, but I could just not comment on that.
There's chocolate on the sides. It's stuck to it.
The hand gesture, I think, was
the most important. this is Jim with any sort of utensil, basically a straw, fork, knife, spoon.
It's over the maybe it's
a different sensation. Do you think he can?
It's like an over the pants handy.
Do you think he can use that in another marriage? Like
that's how you grip a fleshlight.
I was not paying attention. I was so transfixed by his wrist motion.
That's how you grip your fleshlight.
You know how people get the wife tattoo? There's like a heart with the word on it. I think Daryl would say, had the addition of my beautiful wife. If he were to ever get one. And if he did, he should get it on the top of his head.
Hey, remind me, after we get through all of our stuff, our plugs and our what are we drinking thing, I got a tattoo story to tell you about.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Speaking of plugs, did he tell you what could have happened? Did you tell him about talking to the dude?
Oh, that'll be the first thing we talk about.
All right.
So,
before we delve into that bullshit.
I mean, Dylan and I were talking about this earlier, and I really think, like, with what Jim was doing with his drink there and everything else, I really think the cabin fever is starting to set in.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
Before we get too far into that, if you want to find out all about our cabin fever, you can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
If you want to follow us and see what our cabin fever is ushering forth into the world, you can follow us on Twitter at JimsBBQPod. If you want to see pictures of our cabin fever, you can follow us on Instagram at JimsBBQPod.
If you'd like to receive some exclusive pictures of our cabin fever, you can email us and request those. No, that's you. And if you would like to, you can email us at jimsbbqpod@gmail.com and request those exclusive pictures by request only via email. And you can get the episodes fresh from the grill, so to say, at www.jimsbbqpod.com.
Mind you, the one person you can actually sing in the group is just...
It's like, just looking at us going, what the hell is wrong with you?
I didn't get cued. There was no...
We're
going
to sing this part.
Bad production.
Yeah. We never said...
Dale was a producer.
Well, you know, Paul saw it the other night, and he didn't do anything.
No.
That's true.
Yeah.
Technically, Mike's the producer.
Yeah.
My voice is too loud.
You got that soothing voice.
Hey, you know what?
You give good voice.
If you don't want to, if you don't want to go to the website to get the episodes, you can go out to iTunes and rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. Much to Jim's chagrin.
It's a necessary evil.
Yes, it is.
Scrapple. Yeah. Nope.
Scrapple. We talked about Scrapple recently, didn't we? Yeah.
So why are we recording today?
On Wolfcrackers.
And Wolfcrackers.
We talked about those too.
Paul, do you know what Wolfcrackers are?
Do you want to know?
Sure. Like,
I don't remember, so Liz, I'm going to pass it on to you. I don't remember the exact definition.
Wasn't it something about?
Oh, I remember what it is now. Yeah, like,
it's the flakes of poo on a man's penis after he has anal sex.
That's just disgusting.
Well, we never said it was lovely.
I don't know.
They were playing, what's the game called?
Draw What?
The game's called Draw What. That was one of the questions. And I guess that's in the Urban Dictionary.
But why?
They had to come up with a name for it, I guess.
Because a bunch of jackasses like us were sitting around and called it that.
Crackers.
And...
Exactly. None.
All right. So our next segment. What are you drinking, Jim?
I am drinking some kind of chocolate mumbo jumbo mojito schmido. I don't know.
Did you pump that out of yourself?
I don't know. It's some kind of chocolate icy drink. So.
It looks like a mudslide.
And now it does not look appetizing whatsoever.
It did earlier when it was all fancy, but I don't know. It's made out of chocolate and alcohol, so it's good.
You just ghettoed it up.
Yeah, I did.
Phil, yeah. What do you got?
I'm drinking Angel City IPA.
Yeah.
It's one of the featured craft beers alongside Bud Light on this cruise. But the other day I asked the bartender, I said, what are the local craft beers? And like, well, we have Red Treehouse Frog, or whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah, but to them, Bud Light is probably craft beer.
In her defense, she was from Thailand, and she probably thought you said, what are your draft beers?
That's fair. That's totally fair.
Yeah.
That's
your Jersey accent.
This is my Jersey accent.
Yeah.
So if you spoke like me, she'd probably understand you.
or she might call a medic.
Something wrong with this boy. Call
medic.
This
man's having a stroke. He's slurring half of his face.
Sir, please stick your tongue out. Okay, playing straight. He's fine.
What time is your thing?
4:30.
Okay.
Yeah, it sounds like
No. I just was keeping an eye on the time.
Anybody close to you just gets the axe, man.
No.
Sean, see you later. Bye, Sean. Hey.
Wait, what are you drinking?
What am I drinking?
Mai Tai?
Yeah, Dylan bought me a Mai Tai. I think he probably roofied it because I'm feeling kind of sleepy right now.
Nice. And you're going to have your Three Heads Brewery shirt on, too.
I do.
Shout out to Jeff Dale.
Yeah. Hey, Jeff, I'm sure you're not listening.
Sorry if you are.
Yeah. Liz, what are you drinking?
I am drinking some delicious Carnival brand lemonade.
Ooh. Ooh.
Lemonade!
I like mixing the lemonade and the iced tea on the ship. Ooh, that's my pro tip. Yeah. That's my pro tip for the day.
That's the Mike Crandall. Mm-hmm. On the Carnival cruise ship, it's the Mike Crandall.
Yeah, it's the Mike Crandall or the Mai Crandall?
Ooh.
Kind of like the Mai Crandall better.
Yeah, I figured you would.
It's a good
life hack.
What does your shirt say? I'd flex, but I
like this shirt.
Nice. If you flex, I
think you just keep eating on this fucking cruise and you might rip that shirt.
Probably. Yeah. I gave it to Dylan, even though it's like five sizes too big for him. He'd flex and rip it.
Yeah, maybe.
Dylan Gonzalez.
Gonzalez, yeah. Paul, what are you drinking?
Water.
All right, so where do we want to start?
Well, I could tell you about the exciting news we had that if I would have followed up on something.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
What's going on?
So remember how we were like,
you were all gung ho.
Well, we could probably
we gotta segue into that. Why are we?
Yeah. So, we're pulling into Grand Turk Port today, and
day out.
Oh, beautiful day!
Beautiful day. We're all excited. We're going to
Yeah. A bit windy. Yeah.
It's very sunny. Just,
yeah,
the water was so blue and
freaking
tag was
yeah. The deep dark blue, the light blue up by the
picture
beach.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yes, there you go.
Postcard. Picture perfect. It really was. Yes. Like the perfect aqua.
Do we need to go back further, though? I mean, because like the last time we potted was before we hit any of the ports. Like we had Half Moon K that got canceled. And
we talked
about
that.
Our listeners will know about that on the previous episode, 45. So we went to St. Thomas, had an amazing beach day.
Cokie Beach, Liz's favorite.
Yeah, we went to Cokie
Beach. Her happy place.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Until she almost, you know,
until I almost ate it.
Wait, well, even though it's not visual, what was the noise?
It was like a cross between a laugh, a yelp, a cry, and a scream. And what happened was she was coming out of the water. And
the water,
and she got into the part where it's sort of like a dip in the sand, and it's a little, you know, it's mush basically. And then a wave came up, and her feet got stuck, and she went, something like that. Yeah. And I grabbed her, and then it's like, Mike! And Mike's like, I'm coming.
It's the Liz version of Goofy falling from the sky.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, are you okay, Liz? Okay.
As I'm clinging to Dylan with like
like, come on, young Dylan, let's get this out of the mud.
But that notwithstanding, I think it was a beautiful
Oh, it was awesome.
Beautiful
day.
Snorkeling
it still was a beautiful
cool.
day.
Yeah.
Feeding the fish.
I know.
Oh, this was really cool.
Yeah.
His jerk chicken wings were good. Oh,
yeah.
Very
yeah,
tasty.
Yeah, it was all over
Jim,
your face.
What did the chicken do to you?
Yeah.
What?
That's all that scene. You've been talking about this jerk chicken. What did it do to you?
The jerk chicken? Oh no! It's just nasty. He's a jerk. He's a Sarge.
Really
oh.
What amazed me is how many like chickens were running around in the streets.
Oh yeah,
especially
yeah.
near the Wendy's drive. Like, fuck! Get out of here!
Run away! I think I would equate that to Bail Organa in Rogue One. It's like, oh, I'm just gonna go back to Alderaan. No.
Well, there was even on one of the islands. There was something on there. It's called Cockburn Beach or something.
Tim, you saw that. It's probably pronounced Coburn, though. Yeah.
She's seen Cockburn before?
Well, no, when one of the days we were at sea, I sent her a message with the longitude and latitude from the boat. Mm-hmm. I'm like, here, plug this in Google Maps. This is where we are. And she's like, stay away from Cockburn Beach. I'm like, I'm pretty sure it's pronounced Coburn. The CK is silent, but yes, I will stay away from Cockburn Beach.
Yeah,
a lot of Unix there.
I know you were saying it, Liz. The drinks at Koki were pretty strong.
Very.
And they should be at $10 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they were 20-ounce
yeah,
drinks.
Yeah,
and
they were pretty big.
3/4 rum, 1/4 mix.
Yeah.
That's why they all say, no worries.
Yeah.
Island
no worries.
Time, no worries.
No brain
yeah.
cells. Can't worry without brain cells.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy.
Actually, though, early. Went up, forgot about the time difference.
Oh, yeah, we forgot about the time difference.
So, did not get to go to Blackbeard's Castle, but did run into a group of people I've been hanging out with on the trip, and we did walk around.
That's it?
Huh?
Yeah, they went up to, where'd you go, Paradise Point?
Well, we walked around, like, kind of back towards, like, the main roads, and then we hopped in a taxi and wound up going up to Paradise Point, which was really cool.
Yeah.
Top of the
But awesome. Don't they have like a drink up there that you can get or something? That's
a Blackbeard rum or something?
No, they
a Bushwhacker or something.
Yeah, like Bailey's Bushwhacker. They said there was an ice bar where they like supposedly there's just like this bar of ice and they make shot glasses out of ice. But
that place
we got up there and we were like, "Where's the ice bar?" And they're like, "What are you talking about?" So we were like, "Oh, okay. Well, I guess we'll drink anyway." So we did.
I had other place that had me on their logo. Had the Bushwhackers too.
You were on the logo?
Barefoot Buddha?
Logo? Oh, Jesus.
Barefoot Buddha?
Yeah.
Maybe your belly.
It was too. They had Bushwhackers. I don't know what it was, but.
Well, the other thing that was cool when we were at Koki Beach was we saw a beach whale. And then we realized it was Jim.
Yeah.
Wow.
I still want to know who sent that picture to. Somebody sent that picture to E or Nem or something. One of you two fuckers.
It wasn't me. I didn't do it.
Sorry, it wasn't me.
I'm telling you, somebody took that, like, it was
posted. Who else could have sent it?
I didn't even know the picture was there.
God, it's a classic whodunit.
And I don't know this other person that got it.
Yeah. Nice story, Liz.
Okay.
Maybe.
She's like, E, look at this. He's like, holy shit.
Actually, it probably went from, like, Nem to E
look
to
at this,
Sean.
Look at this sad sack.
Look at this sad Sarge.
Fuck.
Who knew Jim was so brown?
Yep.
What'll brown do for you?
Haven't you seen his nipples? They look like milk duds.
No, I don't.
Is that why you always try to suck on them?
Could maybe call the episode Milk Duds.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and so we got back on the boat.
Yeah, went to San Juan
yesterday, which was
pretty awesome.
See, I loved San Juan.
Like San walked everywhere, but it was great.
It was great. Oh, the forts were amazing.
Yeah.
Forts were brilliant. Absolutely loved it.
We all had Mofongo.
We had Mofongo.
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 I gotta go. We saw like a little food truck place that was serving Mofongo, but it was called Mofongo.
I gotta give Paul credit because I probably wouldn't have tried the Mofongo if it wasn't for him. So I'm not very big on trying new things, especially food.
But he still managed to work chicken into the dish.
But you like?
Well, yeah. Oh, it was fantastic.
Like bananas. So like, his plantains didn't taste like banana.
No.
I was like, all right. Well, Paul says so. It's got to be true. Two things in the world you don't doubt: Mike and Paul.
Things. You're just things to him.
We're just things.
You're not.
Yeah. Oh, we should get those shirts.
One and things.
We should get those shirts. Thing. Yeah,
did you guys see the Dr. Seuss
thing? Half thing, one and a half.
Thing half thing, one and a half.
Oh, do like something half.
That'd be a good Halloween.
Dummy get away without being copyrighted.
There you go.
In fact, I can even give Paul verbal credit. I've told him probably at least a few times, but some of the best advice I left got in life is from Paul.
What's that?
If you're gonna wade in shit, you're gonna be covered in it.
You're gonna be covered in wolf crackers. But yeah, Sam.
Words to live by.
Really cool. Took a bajillion pictures.
Brilliant motherfucker, right there.
And then we left there.
That's a nice callback.
Exactly.
Well, we left there what, like mid afternoon, right?
Yeah.
What,
it was three.
We thought we were 3:30, and Paul and I stopped to get a drink, and I'm like, "Are you sure it's?"
I thought it was 3:30,
and he's like, "Let me hear." Oh shit, it is 3. He's like, oh, he's like, I hope you're thirsty. And I'm drinking this giant, like, Corona Rita and had to get a to-go cup. We had plenty of time. We made it.
I don't know about you guys, but I liked San Juan a lot better. Not that there was anything wrong with either, but I don't know. San Juan just seemed more city-ish to me. I liked the beach at St. Thomas. That was awesome, yeah. But I just, the whole city part of San Juan was
mildly disappointed.
In San Juan?
Well, I've been there before. I've been to St. Thomas before. There's two ports on this cruise that I had never been to and still haven't.
Oh, nice.
That's getting there. Yeah. We're getting there. But, so we left. We
that's
left
a nice
San Juan. And just
Juan?
All jazzed up.
All really looking forward to today.
Yeah.
And
Grand Turk.
We woke up. We had a little bit of a late port to
11
come into 11 o'clock, and we start approaching Grand Turk, which, oh my gosh, looks so beautiful, right?
Mm-hmm.
Grand Turk, more like, and total for lack of a better term, total fucking cock tease.
Well, like Liz said, it was picture perfect.
We
were like 50 feet from the dock.
Well, we
I could have jumped and maybe survived.
I think they should have gave everybody that option.
If you want to just go. I'd be like, give me that Ziploc bag with my cell phone and camera.
Or zip lines. They could have shot a zip line out.
Yeah.
That would have been fun.
But basically, they didn't pull into port because, well, so when? Paul and I were on the front deck taking pictures, and then we noticed that we start backing up.
Well, yeah, we were in our balcony, and we start to notice the same thing.
Like, what's going on? We're moving out, and then we're kind of turning away, and I'm like, do you think we're turning around? And Paul's like, oh, I think we're swinging around and backing in.
That's what I thought.
It was kind of strange, just because it's like some of the research I've done. Every ship I've seen, it's been the front of the ship right at the port.
Yeah.
Like, I think they do it, you know, so you get that nice picture from the beach or whatever.
So you guys see what happened to the other ship that tried to land.
What's that?
Yeah. It was up on the beach.
Oh, the really old tanker.
The wreck.
Ah, yeah. Yes.
And then the ship pretty much like is, you know, now the dock would be, it's like
almost perpendicular.
Perpendicular to it. And Paul says, well, let's just go back inside. We can't see shit now. So we go back inside and then we hear the speaker come up and Eric, the bearer of bad news. I notice he doesn't say it's your friendly voice from above. It's just, hey, this is Eric, your cruise director.
And his tone is very...
From the navigation bridge.
From the navigation bridge.
Coming to you live.
And all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah, that's never good news.
When, as soon as I heard that, I was like,
it would have been better if he was like, this is Eric. Like, my heart sank. From as soon my as barricaded I... safety bunker.
From my panic room.
From my panic room.
As soon as I
heard. You just hear, like, in the background, you just hear, like, with my fully loaded spear gun.
Yeah, as soon as I heard from the navigation bridge, my heart just sank. I was like, oh, it's canceled.
We can't leave out the fact that Dylan wants to get his hair cut like him when he gets home.
Yes.
What, like, halfway flock there of seagulls partially shaved?
Yeah. So, yeah, it was canceled due to very high winds and
winds. It was just winds.
It wasn't even turbulent.
Because it was pushing us into the little boats.
Yes, but Liz is going to exit now as she has enjoy your manicure. Her appointment for
pedicure.
Oh, la-di-da. Ooh, la-di-da.
Have fun.
Rock it out.
Rock out. Enjoy. So, yeah, so he makes that announcement. We're all hanging out here because that's where we're meeting to go on the excursion that we have planned today, which was like a three snorkel boat stop. And
that didn't happen.
Instead, we basically turned around and just kept sailing.
Yeah, when they announced it, they were like, turn around, boom, gone. It was like, whoa.
Yeah.
They didn't waste no time at all.
Oh, no, they weren't going to.
Can't blame them either. I mean, what's the point of sitting there staring at it?
I looked out like maybe twice watching the thing go away. I was like, I really don't want to see what could have been.
I hardly knew you, Grand Turk.
Yeah, and it's great. You know, like we were talking about it while we were eating lunch, you know. It sucks for us. It probably also sucks for the people on that island that probably aren't getting paid today because, well, there's no work to be had.
Right.
It's kind of comical, though. Like, they, a short while later, they come back on and they're like, hey, not for nothing, but the other ship that was supposed to be in port today canceled, too. And it's like, that doesn't make it feel any better to us, really.
Right.
You know, but it kind of just...
It kind of seemed like, too, on the ship that they expected us to all be gone because the ship crews kind of seemed to scramble a little bit, like as we were kind of walking by.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure some of those people probably didn't have stuff on their schedule.
Right, exactly. You know? There was places where the food was, like, not very much of it, and they were scrambling there, which people probably had the days off that they had to want to work. Yep.
Oh, like the stores, they started opening up. What was hilarious, though, was the mob that showed up at guest services.
Right. Well, so Jim and I went down there because we had this very silly idea of, hey, maybe since they're scrambling to create all of these new activities for people to do because we're not at Grand Turk, maybe we could do a live podcast in the theater. Just
now, the precursor to this, though, too, is I've been joking with you guys up until this point that I'd already contacted the crews and
theater.
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
That's overreaching a little.
Jim's been saying this to Dylan and me for like the last like month or two.
So that's the precursor. I'm like, oh, I got it all scheduled. What I kept saying was Monday
at 5:30.
Yeah, Monday at 5:30 or whatever. And Monday at 5:30 came and went. And I'm like, oh, we had to change it.
So we ended up recording in your room.
Yeah. So, we go down and me and Dylan offer our services to, you know, appease the masses, because what better thing to do if you're, you know, a beautiful day at sea was canceled? Why wouldn't you want to listen to us? But kind of found out that if I would have followed through ahead of time and actually sent them something, that as long as they, what was it, approved or...
You basically had to go through corporate to get approved because the guy's like, okay, I don't really understand your thing, but radio shows, like stations have come in and done, you know, like a 2-hour block of stuff. So it's like they broadcast here, but it's just like you basically go through corporate to get it approved.
Yeah. And he's like, would that kind of be the same thing? And we're like, yeah, okay, whatever. He's like, yeah, if you would have got pre-approval for that, we could have done that. And so.
Didn't he say keep it in mind for next time?
Yeah, he did. He said
we totally should.
Yeah.
So, totally we're going to have to find Eric.
But right around that time was kind of when everything was starting to, like, come to a head. And, like, people were getting
security starting to line up. Well, plus, I think the dude, too, when we were like, oh, we're not going to complain, I think he just wanted us to stay longer.
Yeah. Just don't leave these people away. It's like, no, don't leave me.
Well, I guess, like, our friend Teresa, she went down there for something. And she didn't yell or anything. And
the girl ended up handing her, like, three drink coupons.
Yeah.
Maybe she was just happy that Teresa didn't yell at her.
Well, people were already, like, raising their voices when we were down there.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
And I don't know what they expected the crews to do. I mean, it's not like,
yeah,
you know, it's not optimal for them to have things canceled either. I mean, it just...
So, I mean, ultimately what it comes down to, I mean, basically, it took a little while, but they finally... The captain comes on, and he just explains everything and explained what Paul just said about how high the winds were and all that good stuff, right, and all the technical stuff. And then they basically say, hey, we'll give you 25% off your next cruise.
Which is fair. Yeah.
Yeah, and I kind of agree with you in a sense.
The only question I have about that is how long do you have to redeem it? If it's, like, within the same year, it's kind of bullshit. But
well, how about, like, if you have to, like, book it within the year?
Oh, then that wouldn't be bad. Yeah.
And if you look at it from a math perspective, it's 2 days out of seven. Actually, almost eight, because it's
right.
Saturday to Saturday.
And it's not a bad deal.
It's 25% of our time that's been fucked up.
Yeah. Right. And that's what people kept saying. 50% of our cruise has been messed with and that's what me and Dylan were just looking at each other and just like, we just want to say what we got to say and get out of here because you guys are sarges.
And it's not 50%. It's 50% of the port.
Right.
Not 50% of the total cruise.
Yeah.
And I think,
because, I mean, you would still have those other, you know, those days at sea anyway that, yeah. So I was kind of in that thought process too, that I thought the 25% was pretty fair.
Yeah, I agree.
Especially if you go back and read that contract that we all kind of
agreed
signed when we checked the box, I'm sure it says that
they
can't be held responsible
exactly.
For the weather.
But they're trying to...
Well, that's customer service.
Yeah.
They're not going to tell everybody to go fuck themselves.
Bingo.
But they honestly don't owe us anything either.
Right. Well, it's just kind of funny, though, too, because, like, last night at dinner, and I don't know if I told you guys or not, but it like, struck me, because they got this little kid thing, the little kid camp up top on the 12th floor up by the whatever. It's Eric.
Silverware?
Silverware?
Silverware. That's what he just said.
Yeah, I thought he said silver. He took my class earlier today.
You took your class?
Yeah,
Edelson's class?
Edelson's 101.
It was just how to talk today.
I almost contemplated going to his improv class just for the fuck of it. Could you imagine all the people that probably did go to that and were just like
bitching.
Pissed off and bitching?
Well, that was early, before we ever knew that, I think.
No, it was after we can't. They canceled the port. Yeah.
Karaoke.
Yeah, I see karaoke.
Yeah, so I have a question. What are you guys going to do about my cruise? It was ruined. Hey, if you're interested, Jim's BBQ podcast is recording in room 7221.
At the Ebony Theater. He must be done.
Yes.
It occurred to me that, like, I don't know, this is going to kind of sound making fun of it, but I'm not. This thing has been amazing and so much fun. Like I described it to Mike earlier today, I came on here twisted like a knot, just so stressed out from much work and life and everything, and just every day I feel it unwinding more. It's been fantastic fun, all that stuff. But
great release, huh?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's the easiest way to describe it, it's like adult camp. You get a bunch of adults get on the boat. There's food and alcohol everywhere. You have nowhere to be, nothing to do. It's adult camp.
Like fucking children.
Yeah, it is.
You get petulant and you don't get
right. Yep.
But I want to know.
First world problems at its best.
It is. It is. Yeah. And it's just so funny.
It's like...
I mean, were we all disappointed at not being able to do what we did?
I had two excursions booked for this trip. Both of them have been canceled.
Yeah.
One of them I've been looking forward to for like 2.5 months. I was going to get my first opportunity to rock climb outside, be in Puerto Rico, and the weather sucked. It rained all night, and it was too slippery. They couldn't do it. So... I at least got to climb the Ford wall. It's kind of fun.
But Trevor,
Trevor, I knew someone was going to bust you on it. And of course,
it's like,
it was
you went
our
up
friend
a foot.
Trevor.
Come on, Saunders.
I could have gone up way
farther. Until the security would come.
Well, that's the like.
Yeah.
Well, how many times did you have to remind Dylan? Well, you could probably do that, but you're going to get escorted out at least.
Of course, not jail. Remember the announcement we heard at the second fort? While we were there, they were like, please do not climb on things.
And I didn't hear it.
Maybe it was when you guys went down the stairs.
Oh, maybe.
Oh.
Yeah, they're yelling at people for climbing on shit. But yeah, I mean, I get that. I mean, that was, Was it disappointing? Sure. But, I mean, it is what it is. And
it didn't ruin... I mean, yeah, disappointing is one thing. Ruining
guess
this stuff
doing
is...
doing if I wasn't here? Sitting at my fucking...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, outside at the miserable weather.
Yeah.
I mean, is it a little trying today to be on the ship still? You know?
Put it this way, we're all going to have wicked fucking sea legs next time we go on one of these boats.
Yeah. Oh.
7-day cruise. We spent 5 days. Five and a half days on the
front. Balancing ourselves.
Yeah.
Last night was pretty rough, too.
It's still not the worst I've been on. Like,
I have no frame of reference, so.
This has been the most consistently rough-ish that I've ever been on.
The rough seas.
Like, the last cruise I went on, we did from Christmas Eve to New Year's Eve. They used to tell you, actually, right on the TV telemetry, like, what the height of the seas were. And for, like, 6 days, it was, like, 1 meter. Like, a 3-foot fucking wave. To a 900-foot boat, that's, like right. Blowing on the side of it, right? It doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
Our last full night at sea, 30-foot fucking wave. It was, like, 10-meter swells. And they were hitting the side of the boat, and everything was just, like, smacking and shit. I think they said these are, like, 10 meters. 9 to 10 feet.
Yeah.
And you can feel it. And being way right up front like we are, very front, very back, you're going to notice it, especially when the boat starts dipping.
Mm-hmm.
In the middle, it's not so bad. You don't notice it at all. I think it's just exaggerated because of where we are.
Yeah.
And being higher up. The higher you are on the deck,
mm-hmm.
and whether the farther you are away from the center of gravity, the more you're going to feel it.
Absolutely.
But it's not horrible.
Yeah.
We'll all have great drunk walks by the time.
Yeah, that's true. I was actually out on the deck last night. And, looking at the moon rays. It's gorgeous.
Did you say out on the deck or on a deck?
The deck.
Oh.
And one of the waves splashed up and out of nowhere, just like, more or less. Took a shot in the face.
A nice salty shot in the face.
Yeah. King Neptune came up and was just like,
Neptune or Poseidon?
Same thing. I'm just like, wait a minute, they're the same fucking thing.
What are you doing?
He's getting his other beer.
Can we just talk about how many fucking people from Wisconsin and Minnesota are on this goddamn boat?
You in trouble?
Hmm?
You in trouble? There you go, Chief.
Well, if you're from Minnesota or Wisconsin, wouldn't you want to be on this boat?
It's a pretty fucking safe bet they're not going to be people from Arizona, New Mexico, and Florida.
That's true.
Last night, though, at the show, the kid was from New Mexico. Did you guys enjoy that show?
Okay, I thought it was
the piano bar show.
No,
the magic show.
Yeah,
I thought it was
that guy was
just campy, but
yeah, I bet that's what it was.
Well, right.
It wasn't a comedy magic show. Right. Yeah, it wasn't supposed to be explicitly magic, right?
No,
it was supposed to be like funny too.
I think the funniest one was magic. The girl the lady had sitting down when he kept throwing the tissues. And, like, she just had no clue.
Tell you what, the fucking paper bag one, I know exactly how he did it.
Oh,
I just can't figure out how he pulled it off. Because
what, that quick?
Well, yeah, like, that suit that he was wearing, like, he's not a big dude. And that was
no, the bag just switched.
What?
The bag had two compartments.
No, the paper bag. The paper bag. Which one? Put the microphone and the beer bottle.
Oh,
and
yeah,
you
that
hold
one.
It upside down, and you can hold a beer bottle upside down in a paper bag. It's not going anywhere, and you can squeeze the microphone.
Oh.
And that's what he said. It was, yeah, you know, I could be holding them here like this, but then they were gone.
Right.
Well, they're in his jacket.
Yeah.
Where?
Oh, yeah.
It's a fucking super skinny jacket.
Right.
Super skinny dude. Like, must be somewhere in the back, but how he got them there, I have no
yeah.
idea. Missed it completely. But that's the only trick. He was nowhere near a podium. He couldn't drop them anywhere.
Right.
They're on his person right. somewhere. I was like, holy shit. That was impressive.
I thought he was going to eventually pull out a can of Coke for the kid.
Yeah, I thought he was too.
If Jim was up there and he was doing the trick, it would have been a Mr. Pibbs.
Yeah, Mr. Pibbs.
He'd have been like, fuck, dude, nobody drinks
Sprecher.
That.
Yeah, we're Sprecher's.
Sprecher's.
Yeah. What's your favorite drink? Sprecher's cream soda. What?
How'd you know that? I love the podcast.
I thought it was pretty decent, though. I enjoyed it.
And then I didn't stay for very long, but we went to the piano bar afterwards.
Well, Paul, you should talk about some of the attendees today.
Paul, Teresa, Liz, and I went to the piano bar afterwards, and that was interesting.
It was a little dusty.
It was a little dusty.
Like, it was a little, those older people.
Yeah, it was a little blue haired. Blue hair?
or covered up blue hair.
Yeah, it was something. Gosh, they were.
What do you call an old ass cougar?
Panther?
No. Saber-toothed tiger.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Yeah, it was mildly embarrassing how much they were fawning over this dude.
Is it a piano player?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And, like, they were buying him drinks. They were chugging martinis. Like, those were tower slammers. And from what I gather, they've been, you know, sitting their crotchety old asses along that bar, like, every fucking night. It's like, yeah, we'll see you tomorrow night. I'm almost tempted to go again just to see the car wreck.
Well, oh, like especially after today, right?
Well, that's why I said it's like adult camp, because even like coming in and out of the port, well, especially coming back from the port, you see like old, like 70-year-old some people are like walking back like this, dancing to the music, and like it's
how's
like
that,
they're like it just people really unwind, and alcohol does amazing things for people.
Oh, yeah. Those idiots that were like almost falling into the space between the ship and the dock.
Oh, they should just let them fucking fall. Stupid bastards. That's strengthening the gene pool.
The other one that kind of shocks me a little bit is there's been a ton of, like, I don't know, bro groups. That's the only way I can describe them. Like, either, like...
There's not as many as I anticipated.
There's way more than I thought.
I think when it's, like, the... Because is this considered the off-season?
Yeah.
So I think when it's, like, the real season, I think you probably see a lot more of that.
But just
like bro groups.
Bro, hey bro, what's up, bro? No, bro.
Oh, okay. You see the whole group that came into the show last night in the theater that they were all wearing the bathrobe?
Yes. The first thing I thought of was Paul.
I saw our buddy again today. You know what? His hat does not say what we thought it said. It says, "Look at me, I'm the captain now." Not fuck me, I'm the captain.
No, I thought of you because you're like, what's with these people wearing those old ass robes?
They look pervy.
They do.
They would,
even the women.
It almost looks like something that shouldn't even be at the Playboy Mansion. They're just very weird.
So weird.
How's Candy Crush going, Jim?
It's going. I've gotten some level. I'm trying to catch up to you. I only have like 518 more levels to go.
It's good to know that even though we're on vacation and we're all together, he's still fucking distracted and doing other shit.
Yeah.
No, I'm only doing this because we're live. When we're not, I pay attention, unlike some other people.
That's fucking
bullshit. Dylan.
I'm just surprised we're not hearing any like clickety clack of a keyboard, some plates clattering from you.
Well, I did go into the fridge and get something.
Yeah.
He said, "Miggity, miggity, 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 Mac, Daddy."
Yeah, I think. We're trying to make the best of it.
There's nothing to make the best of. It's awesome.
I'm having a good time.
Yeah. Faux show.
What do you guys want to talk about now?
Maybe it might be a good time to do some...
insecurities?
Some insecurities.
Insecurities, huh?
I think since Paul has full internet access, he should also find a quiz for us to take.
Oh, that would be fun. Find another marijuana quiz for us.
Just whatever you find, Paul. Whatever tickles your fancy.
Would you want me to search?
Like, funny...
whatever quiz you can find. Quizzes.
Like, what...
You know, that's going to kind of be weird, because we all won't be able to click on it, though, to see what we get.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. We could do a group answer.
Yeah.
Quizzes on BuzzFeed.
There we go. That sounds good.
All right. Should we do that first?
How about quizzes for women?
Yeah. Let's do...
Yeah, they're always doing quizzes on us in those books. Let's
Taylor
do one
Swift
on that.
Quiz. Which Taylor Swift song best describes your life?
Sure.
Dylan could answer this one by himself.
I don't even know any Taylor Swift songs. So
Sorry.
I can't get comfortable.
Sorry for us.
What?
Beaver even ruined Sorry for us.
Oh.
He's ruined a lot of things for you guys.
Is he still as sorry as he used to be, though? He still is?
I guess. I don't know. Fucking listen to his music.
All I know is, like, my daughter and
all her
friends.
There's that fucking picture of him, though, where he's walking around with his dick hanging out, though.
Oh! That's what I forgot to tell you guys!
Whoa, wait a minute!
When I got at the piss last night, when I went into the bathroom, when we were at the magic show...
Did a guy show you how he hit the pickle?
No, I go in to piss, and the dude's standing at the one next to me pissing, and, like, I'm going to go walk over to it, he's finishing up, turns around, has his dick in his hand, He goes, shakes it up. What? Yeah. Like, shakes it up. Yeah, literally. Yeah, that's the best way to describe it. Helicopters it and then shoves it back in his pants. And I like, was like, what the fuck? I mean, dudes come in and out of bathrooms all the time. I've never seen anybody ever.
Just, like, wagging it?
Yeah, ever. It kind of really was like, I'm afraid to pee now.
That's pretty funny. That and also very funny. Disturbing.
It was almost like the Mont thing, because you know how you, like, because he, like, turned around and you, like, you know, because you're like, what the hell? And as soon as I realized that what he was doing, I'm like, oh, man, what?
What Mott thing is that? Like,
the thumb.
When he's like, oh, the thumb. My thumb. I thought you meant, like, when you started fucking pissing in your sink.
Really?
Make sure you boost what? That audio.
I'm sure it caught it. Where's the insecurity questions?
Oh, what? I thought, was he looking up a quiz?
Yeah, he was.
Well, all right, we'll do insecurities while you're looking. And Mike's like, oh, we ran out of toilet paper. I had to use the questions.
No.
This is a nice flex fit hat.
I don't. Give me that fucking hat. Get that away from your
ass. See that fucking thing. There's the laugh.
Yeah, full house trivia.
Full house trivia? There you go. Let's do it. Let's do that. You said you watched season 2, didn't you?
Yes.
I still haven't seen it yet.
No.
Once Tina listened to it for some reason, this would be the one she picked. Isn't that your woman? Oh, Tammy, Jesus.
I was like, Mike's
sorry, sister. Tammy, if you do listen to this one, I don't want you to beat me up. This would be the one she listens to, and she'd be like, really? You watch Full House?
No, she doesn't.
All right, so what do we want to do?
I got Full House trivia.
Okay.
Ready to go.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Right.
Wait, is it Full House or Fuller House?
Full House.
Full House, okay.
So yeah, it's a little further. All right, what's the dad's name?
It's Danny.
Multiple choice.
Yeah.
It's
Danny. Oh, this is like a quiz. This isn't like a what Full House character are you kind of quiz.
No.
Well, you're true. Clearly Stephanie. I mean, come on.
with my voluptuous.
Oh, fuck, you missed it.
Huh?
You should have said, how rude.
Oh, yeah, I did.
How wooed.
How wooed.
All right, what are the dad's kids' names?
DJ, Stephanie.
Michelle.
Michelle.
The twins' names are...
Oh, no, I'm thinking of the real people.
Alex and...
Andrew?
No.
AJ?
No, St. Creek.
Nikki.
Who is Danny's brother-in-law?
Jesse.
Full name?
Jesse. Oh,
well, see, this is a trick question, because in some of the episodes it was Cochran.
Yeah.
In other episodes it was Costopoulos.
Yeah. They've got the Costopoulos.
Cochran?
Cochran. Like Tom Cochran, eh?
Who's Danny's best friend?
Joey.
Oh, come on. Cut it out.
Where does the family live?
San Francisco.
It's funny. They've got San Francisco as three words. What's Danny's brother-in-law's wife's name?
Oh.
Oh, wait. Danny's brother-in-law wife's
Jesse's
name. It's Becky.
I have to think of Kate. And I'm like...
What occupation do both Danny and his brother-in-law's wife have?
They're talk show hosts.
Ding, 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 ding. You know your Full House 100%. You answered 8 out of 8 questions correctly.
Yeah.
Do you find one of the ones where it's like, which character?
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Personality. Even securities in the meantime?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll
come
can do
back
that.
To that.
All right. What is question 70?
Question 70.
Well, we got to do the intro, of course.
Wait.
He's got to wet his whistle.
Insecurities with Dylan, Jim, Mike, and Paul. Question 70. If you could get...
There's just an empty spot.
If you could get yourself anything, what would you get?
Get myself with anything?
If you could get yourself anything, what would you get?
Jim was about to go, Carrie Fisher.
That ship sailed.
Get anything?
If you could get yourself anything, what would you get?
Like $1 billion?
Sure.
I'd get myself $1 billion.
Today? 6 hours in Grand Turk.
That could be the name of the show.
6 hours in Grand Turk.
Yeah.
That's what I would get myself today.
If I could get myself anything, what would I get? Money's the easy one.
Yeah, money is the easy one.
I think I want like a Tony Stark-esque house, like overlooking like a view like that. That'd be cool.
I'd like to say something super cool and witty, but I'm completely fucking blank.
But it's like you can get anything. Like I would.
Now $1 million comes with the fucking problems, or $1 billion comes with the problems you'd have, because we'd all be fucking hitting you.
True.
And Daryl'd be really happy.
Question 70, guys. If you could get yourself anything, what would you get? So you're going to stick with $1 billion.
Dylan's I get the ability to be a really good chef. I don't know why. I think that would be really
good. Dylan's like, I want Mario.
Yeah? Mario who?
The
room steward?
Steward boy.
Yeah?
Not every day. Yeah. He was a little snarky with me.
Whoa. Oh. Was he? Why were you such a sarge to him then?
He wanted his shirt pressed. So he was, what do I do? I'm like, here, you fill this out, put your shirt in this bag, put it outside. So he filled the thing out, put it in the slot, but didn't put the bag out. And I left the room and I saw the thing sitting in the slot. I'm like, oh, they brought your shirt? He's like, no, I haven't put it out yet. I'm like, fuck, put it out here. But he's already done and cleaned the room.
Right.
So he came back, he knocked on the door, and he's like, he starts giving him shit for leaving his shirt on. What did he say? Like, he goes, I'm not supposed to be, I only come up once during the day and then once at night.
Yeah.
And he wasn't, I think Dylan was overreacting a little bit. He was a little animated. I don't think
he was a little short, if anything.
I think he was mad. I think he was basically trying his best to say, it's almost too late for this. You should have done this earlier.
Right.
I would have just, and I said, if you can't do it, it's no big deal.
He wasn't really young yet. He said, no, I'll go check. And your shirt's done, by the way.
Oh,
look at that. Was that you making fun of his height?
I like Mario.
I like him too.
So if Dylan could get anything today, it would have been getting his shirt pressed.
Yeah. You can't get yourself wealth, though. That's the problem. Like if you could get yourself wealth, you'd be fucking wealthy already. So the question is, like, if you could get yourself anything, that means you have the wealth to get yourself anything. So why would you get yourself wealth if you had the wealth to get yourself anything? You completely fucking lost yet?
No. Right. I'm following you. Okay. I'm honestly thinking of a different answer.
I don't know. I want a nice car. I
thought of that, too.
Or, like, no, you know what? Jim's right. A nice house with a nice view. And with everything in it that you could possibly want.
A growing, ever-changing house. So if Mike came over, the rooms would adjust to him.
Like a Bill Gates house?
Does that?
I remember seeing somewhere his house, like the artwork changes and depending on like the mood, like it has like one of those like.
I think he's talking about the doorways.
Yeah. Doorways. Oh, and, like if he wanted to reach for something,
the shower's automatic. Yeah.
That's like some Hogwarts shit or something.
It is.
Yeah.
you would get yourself Hogwarts then.
Great.
I'm gonna go with that nice abode since I've been living in a 10x10 room for the last 8 months.
There you go.
Question number 71. Where is the worst place you could get stuck?
Dylan's butt.
On this fucking cruise ship? Floating in front of Grand Turk?
No, that's the wrong answer.
That's not the right answer.
Fucking city with all the food and drink that you could want.
I wasn't being serious. What's the worst place? Dark Street in Brooklyn where you can get mugged.
The DMV.
With some teller that's sloth-like.
Oh, Jesus, man. Could you imagine? That'd make it worse.
Yeah?
If you go walk up there and Mike be like, hi.
Wait. Why am I the teller all of a sudden?
How can I do?
Because if anybody sees Utopia, they know you're the sloth teller.
What's the question again?
What's the worst place you can get stuck in?
My answer is going to be more general than anything else. The airport.
Yeah, probably would be worse.
Remember when I did that? When I was stuck. I was stuck in North Carolina for 12 hours.
I've been stuck on a number of airplanes at the airport.
Yeah, whoever what was that senator or whatever the other day was stuck on the airplane for like 7 hours. Even I would get stir crazy after 7 hours on a freaking plane.
I don't get stuck on the airplane. I get stuck in the airplane.
When I was a kid. We went to England for Christmas. Christmas 76. Came back second week in January 77. And the whole Northeast just got fucking hammered. It was like Buffalo had a really, really... They were shut for like 7 days or something like that. But we flew from
We end up in Kennedy. His plan is to fly to Detroit. And we made it to New York flying. And we were supposed to leave at, I'll say, like 2 p.m. We made it to Detroit at 5 p.m. We didn't even get on the plane until 5, just snowy and everything was backed up. They then sat us on the plane. It wasn't even 5. It was 8 p.m. We get on this plane, and we sat there for 4 hours while they're trying to de-ice the fucking thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't going anywhere. So at midnight, they pulled us off the plane, told us that we were not going on to Kennedy tonight, that they would, no hotel. It's like, here, there's a couple of lounges here. We can put you up in these lounges. But please get in line. We're going to change your tickets so that you can go out of LaGuardia mm-hmm. the next day. So my mom stands in line. Gets the tickets. We find these two big lounge chairs and stick them together. My brother and I, like, you know, I was 9, he was 7. So they just threw us in between these two chairs, like a bed, and threw a blanket and go to sleep. But within 15 minutes of doing that, they're paging all the passengers for Detroit saying that our flight is now leaving. They've got a plane.
So
we get on the fucking plane. It's now like 2 in the morning. And we've been up since like 8 o'clock Greenwich Mean Time the day before. Really, mm-hmm. like, no sleep. We get on this plane and we sit again for another 2.5 hours on the fucking plane waiting for clearance. We're like, this plane's going out all over. But we finally get to Detroit. It's like 5:30, 5:45 in the morning. Our ride's obviously not there because they were supposed to be there at 5:36 the previous evening.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to take a taxi from Metro, which is only about half hour. We hop in this fucking cab, drive through the tunnel, I think, and we're on our way home. We get like about 2 or 3 miles from home, the fucking taxi breaks down.
Oh.
So here's this dude, you know, my dad calls another taxi, and this guy from Detroit, like, this cab, he's like, well, what about me? I'm like, it's like, sorry, dude, we've been traveling for, like, 48 hours. You know, we'll make a phone call, or somebody here can make a phone call for you, but as soon as this other cab goes, we're getting our shit, we're getting the fuck out of here. But it took almost 48 hours.
No shit.
And the amount of snow that was on the ground, even in Windsor, was just ridiculous. Like, there was a Woolco, which is now Walmart. It was Woolworths, and they mm-hmm. had, like, their department stores. The snow piled up in a parking lot was halfway up the fucking light posts. It was that much snow that they cleared in the parking lot. You couldn't even see the building because it was all pushed around the outside. So, yeah, getting stuck in an airport, I gotta agree with you, Mike. It's fucking
awful. Yeah, that sucks.
I was gonna say, like, gridlock traffic.
That's pretty bad too.
I do not like being stuck, especially if it's like you need to be somewhere at a certain time and you're just like sitting there.
Yeah.
A lot of traffic, there's no reason for it to be slowed or stopped though.
Well, if people drove properly, like, you know.
Instead of slowing down and rubbernecking. It's like
this person goes, then this person, then this person, this person.
What's that?
Is that your water bottle?
Excuse me.
Yep. Speak to me. Weird.
All right, what's the next one?
Question number 72. What would you do with your 15 minutes of fame?
I've had mine.
You were shouted out?
Yeah, you mentioned it earlier.
Nice.
I don't know.
That's not... I mean, that...
Well, it's not really, because nobody, other than the people there, really know it was me.
Yeah.
I'd get us on the Jimmy Fallon show.
And do what?
Plug the podcast.
Okay.
Why not? It's the only thing I could think of that I could use to plug anything or, like, talk about.
Dylan can plug some things.
Oh.
Toilets. Yeah.
Oh, that was uncomfortable.
Feed the hungry.
Get on an episode of Vice.
Ice?
Vice, you know, like, Vice News.
Oh.
They have, like, a YouTube channel. They do, like, a bunch of, like, short videos about things.
So you would have to be a short video.
I don't know. I don't know what I would do with it.
That'd be, yeah, or 15 minutes of fame, highly sought after beer for like 15 minutes. Make a really highly sought after beer that everyone's like, oh, this is great. And then you forget about it because there's another thing.
Yeah.
Be an East Brewer.
Would you get those sales for those 15 minutes?
Yeah.
Well, 15 minutes of fame is technically longer than 15 minutes. Yeah. So, I mean, it's at least... I mean, if you take, like, for instance, like, a guy like, what was the guy? William Hung.
Yeah.
His 15 minutes was pretty long.
Yeah, he played the Super Bowl, right? Or not Super Bowl. He just sang at one of the sporting events. Evans, right?
Probably.
What song did he sing?
It was Shebangs.
Yeah, Shebang.
But.
Or who was that?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean.
Gangnam Style guy?
Oh, yeah, Psy.
Psy, that was pretty hot for like a year, and then it kind
of. He was big over.
Yeah, but we didn't know who the fuck he was. Everyone was just like, holy shit, look at this thing.
Yeah, well, just because our little bubble does it, though, doesn't mean he's not.
But yeah, I mean, maybe we could figure out some way to.
I mentioned Jimmy Fallon because I don't know, remember what episode, remember it was, or what it was, but remember I was like, oh, funny would that be if Jimmy Fallon invited us on and was like, man, I listen to the podcast, I love it.
I remember that.
Could we maybe perform on the Pitbull New Year's Eve special?
Yeah, he'd be like, hey, bro.
Pitbull would have to be the musical guest if we were the guest podcast.
Yeah, Pitbull would have to be. He'd be like, I listen to it all the time. Hey, man.
He's like, this shit's fucking hilarious.
It's something.
We'd have him do an intro for us.
You want to do one more? Or what do you want
to
do?
Let's do one more. All right. Get Paul's questions going.
Yeah, I got a good one.
Okay, question number 73. Where would you go if you were invisible?
At what age?
Yeah, right?
This is kind of funny because this is one of those. You can look up like lists of questions to ask on first dates and stuff like that to try and get a gauge of what someone's personality is.
And this
is showed up on one. If you could be invisible for an hour, where would you go and what would you do? I think pervy.
No, nothing.
So I said, what age?
Even then, nothing nefarious, but just something like. Like if it said, do not enter.
I think it'd be more for me, like more fly on the wall kind of stuff. Yeah. Like if you were at a concert, just walk backstage.
Yeah.
You know, or.
It's exactly the kind of stuff I was thinking. Just
right.
Just to be able to experience something you wouldn't normally experience.
Right.
And not get hassled.
Like to know what those, a minute, 54 seconds left on the Watergate tapes? Be like, just walk into the White House and walk into the Oval Office and just sit down and start listening.
I would do, but if I did that, I would do some of the, I would like go in and just like start turning all the paintings upside down just to fuck with them or do something like funny like that.
But then they'd turn on their anti-invisible goggles because they probably have them.
That's true.
And then they'd see you.
Take a dump in Trump's shoes and get out of here really quickly.
I think it, well, DNA. I mean, you're screwed.
Oh, that's true. Who did this? Oh, Jim's barbecue. Trump's like, they're evil. Out. Get them out of here. That guy's working on the wall.
Nice. Yeah, I think it would just be more.
Why wouldn't you be working on the wall?
That's what I meant.
Oh, okay. I mean, it's near your homeland.
Yeah, flying on the wall kind of stuff. Like you wouldn't have access to or couldn't get to, or
you know. Like going at like the museum would be cool because they, you know, how much shit they have that's not out on the on the floor. That would be really cool.
Yeah, gain access to things that you couldn't see or do.
Walk through like that fort that we went through yesterday, and maybe go into some of the areas that you weren't allowed to go into.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Hence, do not enter. Climb the wall.
Yeah. Everybody, hopefully, it wouldn't fall because everybody here would. What happened?
Go to like I know Jim likes to go to Disney World or whatever, or like Universal Studios and go to like Harry Potter World or whatever, and like
start fucking with people.
Yeah.
Well, no, I was gonna say just go through. Go through all the lines.
Yeah.
Just cut through. Cut through, yeah.
Be fun to go in the underground parts of the park, stuff like that.
Or that, yeah. Yeah, you could do that.
If you do the single ride lines, we did that the day that Trevor and I went with Mandy. We got on everything in record time.
Oh, yeah, that's not bad.
You could coordinate that shit really well.
Where was Eric broadcasting from earlier?
The navigation room.
I would go walk up to the navigation room.
Or just sit in the cockpit of a flight, just to watch what goes on.
Yeah. Be like, huff, we're not going to stop in Grand Turk. You know why? Because I don't fucking feel like it. All these people are going to be pissed. Let's see what happens. Social experiment.
Guys, guess what I heard?
I'd have to be like, damn you, Eric. I'd be like, what?
Captain's like, are you hearing the voices again?
Like, just like creepily whispering in his ear.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though, out of all the stuff we've seen,
you know, maybe that's how he got rid of the bottle. Jim was invisible on stage last night.
I wonder where I put it.
Wait, the bottle went invisible too?
Well, no, but that's the only way the bottle goes invisible. Otherwise, it's just a bottle floating through the air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In one end or the other.
Yeah, we were talking last night at dinner. Could you imagine being the maitre d'? What is it, like $13 a day in tips for all the people? and he gets a sliver of that based off of X amount of people on the boat. That's the fucking job to have, man.
Shit,
is it three or four people get split through? Do you know? No, just general, because the
cabin steward.
Steward, waiter, Maitre D.
Head waiter and waiter.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Who is actually our waiter, though? That's the one thing I was.
Because we've been served by Dennis.
Dennis is the head waiter.
He's the head.
Sarah?
And Surya.
And then the dude that doesn't speak much funny, English. Dude. Yeah, he is. And then the other dude that doesn't speak much English. Just like the bus. Yeah. But you know what, though? That's not a lot of money to split up amongst all those people every day, though. $13 a day for.
So, say it's like, it's rounded up to 14 if it's four people. It's $3 a day. Yeah, I guess it's not.
Yeah, you figure. I mean, yeah, if, even that's if they split it equally, too.
I planned on giving some extra, and I'm going to give Sergio some extra.
Mm hmm. Yeah, Mario's a definite. I gotta give Dennis something because he's remembered by Pip.
So what's that quiz you got, Paul?
Ready?
I'm ready.
I think we should make Dylan do this on his own.
Oh.
Oh.
We could do that.
Right. Was this like a Cosmo quiz or something?
Which My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic character, are you?
Oh. Becky'd love this quiz.
Is he a brony?
He's a brony.
Let's see if Dylan's. So imagine there were more elements of harmony. Which would you be? Honesty, laughter, kindness, loyalty, generosity, magic, respect, wisdom, courage, teamwork, enthusiasm, ambition, perfection, support, success, tolerance, hope, inspiration, peace, knowledge, forgiveness, pride, safety, chivalry, the element of disharmony.
You're done? What was the last one? Why is that one so...
That's like the bad My Little Pony. It's like the heel character.
I heard... like laughter, probably.
Maybe laughter.
I'll go with laughter.
Laughter. Yes, it was the second.
Holy shit.
God, that was a lot.
People can rely on you to save the day. So you're not mighty enough. Think of a solution? No. Brighten their day.
Yeah.
Get the job done. Listen to their troubles. Love with pure devotion. Keep things in order. Protect them. Use physical strength when needed.
What about the guns?
See their inner beauty. Give good advice. Be responsible.
I'm responsible.
Take them on new adventures. Think creatively. Get them pumped. Pump you up. Surprise them. Crack a good joke. Calm everyone down. Pull a good prank. Be a wonderful host. Make a grand entrance. Reach for the stars.
Oh, yeah.
Stay hip and fresh.
There you go.
Give harsh criticism or mess things up.
Either hip and fresh or mess things up.
Yeah, which one?
There was one at the top that I was like, oh, that sounds like me. It was like, make people laugh.
Brighten their day.
Kind of good at that.
Or the first 10?
Fuck ton of choices.
I know. We're used to like four answers.
Okay. Save the day. Think of a solution. Break their day. Get the job done. Listen to their troubles. Love with pure devotion. Keep things in order. Protect them. Use physical strength when needed. See their inner beauty. Give good advice. Be responsible. Take them on new adventures. Think creatively. Get pumped. Surprise them. Crack a good joke. Calm everyone down. Pull good pranks. Be a wonderful host. Make a grand entrance. Casey Kasem and reach for the stars. Stay hip and fresh, give harsh criticism, or mess things up.
I'd say brighten the day or,
be a good host.
You get things done.
I do. But brighten their day. Do brighten their day. Right. I like to make people feel good.
Oh, God. What area of Equestria do you think you would come from? Ponyville, the town square. Okay, these are all Ponyville until I tell you other words, boy. Town square, marketplace, suburbs, private property. Sweet Apple Acres, this is not Ponyville. Whitetail Woods, Canterlot Plaza, Canterlot Suburbs, Canterlot University.
Oh, I thought you said Canterlot. I'm like, that's...
Canterlot Castle, Canterlot Royal Guard, Everfree Forest, Everfree Ruins, Cloudsdale Central, Cloudsdale Suburbs, Crystal Mountains, Saddle Arabia, Las Pegasus,
Las Pegasus.
Manhattan.
Manhattan might be.
Appaloosa. Philadelphia. Hoofington. Dodge Junction. Smoky Mountain. Or Tartarus.
Tartarus. Probably Manhattan.
I think we gotta go.
Man, the people who created this fucking, like, show really, like, thought about it.
What occupation would you like to have? Comedian, therapist, or a rapist?
Not that one.
Farmer, teacher, vet, athlete, designer.
Wow. Wow. That was so judgy.
A little bit, yeah. Public speaker, musician, builder, student, babysitter, singer, performer, movie director, daredevil.
Yeah, right.
Monarch, butler slash maid, celebrity.
Monarch?
Beauty queen, scout, bodyguard, banker, mail carrier, or criminal.
I've always like wanted to be a musician. I like the idea of being a musician. Oh, Mike's tired.
All right, we'll make you a musician. Something you wouldn't be seen without. Perfect hair and makeup. Hat, bright colors, notepad, hooded jacket, coat, sporty gear, backpack, something cute. Friendship bracelet, right. A bike, expensive clothing, accessories, big muscles, magic crystal, VIP pass, mischievous grin, promise ring, earphones, textbook, or laptop. Band-aids, dapper attire, hair gel, professional camera, uniform badge, autograph pen, or drool.
I was gonna say you should go with hair gel or the one with the hair and the makeup.
The mischievous grin was kind of funny though. But drool.
I like perfect hair and makeup.
Wear makeup.
What's it?
I don't wear makeup.
Yeah, but you put enough product in your hair.
Yeah.
For the 3 inches you have.
What thought really freaks you out? Certainly not being the center of attention. Being ignored, nobody coming to my birthday party, bugs, dirt, icky thing, plans going haywire, ruined reputation, spooky myths and legends, losing power, having a rival to my skills, being in a relationship, losing something I was supposed to protect, becoming poor, becoming crippled, not being needed, losing popularity, upper class culture, screwing up in front of everyone.
I've embraced that one.
I was going to say that. Being grounded from music for a week, losing inspiration, never discovering my unique talent, someone seducing my lover, feeling like the oddball, order and cleanliness, zombie ponies. I don't think I ever freak out.
There was one towards the end. Not the oddball, because obviously I'm the oddball. Losing inspiration. But...
A word you live by. Diligence.
Diligence?
Could be worse.
Tenderness, simplicity, class, logic, duty, originality, tradition, spirituality, wishes, coolness, glamour, maturity, aid, devotion, adaptability, ferocity, morality, greatness, honor, audacity, anarchy, status, or confusion.
I'd say logic.
Fusion.
People often call you...
Sarge.
Okay. Genius?
Mm.
Crazy?
Maybe a little... No. Hold on, that would be loco. Essay.
Hillbilly. Softy. Maybe after too many whiskey. Adrenaline junkie.
Nope.
Drama queen. Leader. The Rock. Kid. Klutz. Miss. Sir. Outcast. Queen bee. Sweetheart hero. Celebrity. Tomboy. Psychic. Charmer. Fairy godmother. Avant-garde. DJ. Lackey. Egotist or jerk.
Kid.
Kid. I mean, everyone calls me the fucking kid. What was the second? There was like one close to the top.
Genius, crazy, hillbilly.
What kind of picture still is Sharon?
Was that kid?
Kid or lasty?
Kid.
I go
like
kid.
I'm like Prince.
What gift would you get? Would you like to receive from someone?
Oh.
Quill and parchment, encyclopedia, glittery makeup kiss. Handmade gift or card, skateboard, pet goldfish, pet spider, set of weights, gumball machine, assorted herbal remedies.
Whoa.
Stylish sunglasses, heart-shaped locket, pedometer, book of sheet music, book of fairy tales, freshly baked muffins, flying goggles, monocle, favorite gemstone, gardening tools, family memento, cherry bombs, diamond necklace, and matching designer slippers, box of fake tattoos, and a framed photo of myself.
What was that?
The tattoo one. Box of fake
tattoos. Oh, no, I'll go with the herbal remedies.
Jeez, what a surprise. A flaw in your personality. Uncivilized, childish, cowardly.
Does this offer multiple choices?
Yes. No, you can only pick one. brash, nitpicky, controlling, antisocial, patronizing, distant, impatient, naive, grumpy, obsessive, compulsive, lazy, slow, destructive, stubborn, dependent, indecisive, strict, shallow, prudish, risk-taking, cold, or I have no flaws.
Grumpy. Or a dwarf. I'm a dwarf.
A dwarf.
Ponyville is under attack by changelings. What do you do? Try and act brave, immediately charge in and fight. Freeze up and squeak, hide immediately and never come out. Give them a good old buck in the face. Dive in and rescue people. Pay them to go away. Round them up with a lasso. Unleash my legion of soldiers. Confuse and distract. Run back home and check to see if anything's stolen. Go to the mentor for advice. Create a force field to protect everyone. Shroud them in eternal darkness. Throw all the cakes. Hex them with a curse. Accidentally trip them up. Faint. Laugh and enjoy. Sit in my private bunker until things settle down.
That's what Eric did today.
Make sure the kids are okay. Run to my lover. Blast music to shut them up. Take some photos for the news or cheat people into thinking I saved the day.
Or do the big shield thing.
I was going to say freeze and squeak would probably be... what Dylan might do. Freeze and squeak.
shit my pants.
Freeze and squeak is... That's, squeak is a euphemism for shit.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, how many more questions are there? Why did you pick the longest
that
one?
That was the last
one. Oh, it was? What did I get? Alright, so read it. Who did I get?
I'm gonna read the description, then I'll do the name last, because the name is just perfect. A high-octane bundle of giggles. This pony is a character you won't easily forget. Excitable, cheerful, loud and playful. They want to make every second of life as fun-filled and colorful as the next. Although others often struggle to keep up with the pace. Parties, parades, and fun fairs are all a huge attractions for this type. While they're sometimes emotionally unstable due to their constant optimism, they will do anything to share their happiness in hopes that their friends can smile just as big as they do.
So far it's been pretty accurate.
So the cutie mark here says balloons, representing a fun-loving and an uplifting personality. This is the avatar. And the pony is called Pinkie Pie.
I think all of it's fitting.
So as long as those motherfucking questions were, this was well worth the payout.
Pinkie Pie, huh?
So we got...
we had the same exact...
Oh, God. That's classic.
Swing and dip.
Wow, that was a long quiz.
Yeah, sorry.
It was.
I'm sure you have to edit a fuck ton of that out.
But... Mike's
tired. Oh, you know what? I forgot. You were supposed to remind me. I had a tattoo story.
Oh, yeah, you do have a tattoo story.
Oh, what's Mike, your tattoo story?
Mike, you have a tattoo story.
Yeah, so we came back from...
Wow, so he's all, like, laid down in bed and ready to go to sleep. He's like, oh, wait, I have a question.
No, I don't have a question. Story. Story. So we came back from St. Thomas the other day, right? And Liz and I decided to go up in the hot tub and... hang out. And,
I was actually thinking about getting a tattoo while I was down here.
And it was so funny that this...
Oh! I think I know what you're talking about, but go ahead.
This guy and this girl get into the hot tub, and they're really cool. We... you want to crinkle the bag some more?
You'll be happy I did in a second.
Liz is going to kill you that our room's going to stink.
Why didn't you fart in the bag?
Because last time I farted this direction, he's like, really?
Well, I know why Dylan did that.
Or you should have farted into his hat.
Yeah. That would have been better. Sorry, you were at the hot tub.
Yeah, so we get into the hot tub, and we have a couple drinks, and this couple gets in there, and the guy is all tatted up. And his tattoos were just ridiculously... awesome in a horrible sense. The first one that I noticed was on his arm, and it was like about like here, and it was words, and it was Juggalo for life.
Oh God. ICP in the is out.
Yeah. The other ones that I noticed, there's one on his chest, but I'll do that one last. We're also themed to the Insane Clown Posse. Or ICP, as you call them, Paul.
I heard they played Brantford.
They did.
Big band.
Yeah.
They do an annual Halloween show in Detroit.
So, I don't have any interest in them.
The ones on the back were all like the different little like clowns. If you've ever seen like their album covers.
Yeah.
They're like different colors and whatnot. So the guy had, I think, 6 or 7 of those on his back. Probably like about like this size. Like I'm holding up, what would you say? Like about the size of an apple.
Like a three inch.
What?
Like a 3 inch.
A 3 inch.
Like a coaster. A coaster.
A coaster size, yeah. So he had about 7 of those on his back. And then he had the little red guy with the little cleaver.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of the name of him, but I know there's like a name for that type of character.
Yeah.
So he had that. So I only noticed those when him and his wife, girlfriend, whatever, they got out of the hotel. But they were really cool people. His chest tattoo was basically from like the top of his chest all the way down to like where his belly began. And it was like from, I don't know what album cover it was, but I'm pretty certain it was from an album cover of Marilyn Manson. And it was almost like a portrait.
Of, like Jesus Christ Superstar.
Of Marilyn Manson, like his head, and then like that's upper.
Antichrist Superstar, excuse me. Sorry, I got them confused because they're so similar.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't think it was that one, but it was a picture I've seen of Marilyn Manson that's pretty common. It was ridiculous. It was like this huge portrait of this guy on this guy's chest. So I look over at Liz after they leave. I'm like, hey, did you see his tattoos? She's like, yeah, that Marilyn Manson one. I was like,
it's so hot.
No. And we're both like, think he regrets that one?
So I guess it's safe to say that neither one of you said that they were beautiful people.
Oh! I see what you did there.
But yeah, I just wanted to tell you about the tattoos. I thought you...
Did my picture make you think of it?
What picture?
The one I was looking at.
No.
The picture on his ass?
No, I just remembered it. What else, guys?
I think that catches us all up.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So we got what? Like, the rest of today?
We got formal night tonight.
And tomorrow?
Oh, tonight I'll be wearing the Holy Grail of Hawaiian shirts.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
And then tomorrow, is full...
Is it Indiana Jones theme?
Full sea day, and then we're back in Miami.
Yeah, in the morning.
Yeah, first thing in the morning, Saturday. Oh,
so sad.
I found there's a rock climbing gym 4 minutes from the hotel that I'm staying at.
That's what I'm going to go do. I am going home, as we all are, except for Paul on Saturday, and then going out to New York City afterwards for my buddy's birthday.
Wow, you're going to be exhausted.
I'm going to be zonked. But hey, it's my buddy's birthday.
You're going to be housed.
I'm going to be housed. As they say,
I don't fucking get that, dude.
I think it's a Jersey thing. I really do.
Fucking stupid.
Yeah, I agree.
Thanks.
It doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't.
I never said it was going to make sense. It's just a thing we say.
Yeah. So that I don't know. I don't think we'll probably do another episode on the cruise. I think this will probably be it.
Unless something super exciting happens, maybe. But
unless again, something spectacular happens. But man, it's been great. I've had a great time.
Still got to give you props, Mike, for putting it all together. It's been fantastic.
Yeah. Well, I had a fun time doing that.
Yeah. I'll do it again in a heartbeat, man. It's been great.
Well, we'll see. Now I'll get 25% off.
Yeah, we'll all be back.
We'll all be back, right?
Is that 25% off what we spend or just 25% off?
I think it's 25% off the fare.
For me. But what if I was to buy 2 tickets?
I would think it'd be off your booking total.
I think it would be off your booking, I would think. Yeah,
so if you wanted to bring Tina... Or, I mean, Tammy.
Yeah. Dylan can find a new roomie.
Yeah. Bring Mott.
Oh, your room with Sean?
Actually, we were coming back from dinner last night, and we just walked along the promenade on down on 5, and she was getting a formal picture taken. So I was like, hey, Dylan, look, run. So we went up and got a picture taken.
It will go up to the
sweet on you.
To my Sean?
It will go up to the picture gallery after this, and we can get that.
She set me up for another joke today because I saw her down by guest services when I went to go get beers, and I'm like, how are you doing? She's like, I'm doing all right. I'm, you know, I'm like, yeah, I know. We're all kind of feeling the same way. And she's like, yeah, I was just, you know, I was really looking forward to getting off tonight. I'm like, I'm sure you still will. And she's just like, and she just starts laughing. She goes, she goes, I'll see you at dinner.
How about Dylan running into Whoopi Goldberg earlier?
Oh, the comedian?
Yeah.
Yeah, we went to the, I went to the comedy show last night. It was just June or something like that. I don't know. She's like, just what? June. Just June. That's what it was. And what I'm starting to notice is that these cruises, I guess their shtick is like they kind of get these sort of washed up comedians who just, it, to them, I guess it's more of like a day job as opposed to like, you know, like a Louis C.K. who's like fucking famous and can do whatever the fuck he wants. So they're just kind of looking to make money. Right. And her whole shtick was, people would, she'd just be like, how you doing? What's your name? How old are you? You looking to have kids? Let me find somebody in here for you to fuck. And I saw her today and she's walking by. I'm like, hey, I saw you last night. She's like, how you doing, baby?
She did too. I was there.
They also seem to be so, like, so excited about the fact that they say that they can use the word fuck. And I'm like, okay.
They probably weren't allowed to before.
It doesn't necessarily make,
what time of day.
It doesn't necessarily make your
the late show is 100% 18.
Yeah, but it doesn't necessarily improve your bit.
No, some use it just for the sake of using it. Others,
yeah, that's what I'm noticing. It just it's not, you're not putting it in there. It's not like Carlin who could curse like a genius.
The last cruise I was on, we went to one of the comedy shows and we got there kind of late, and the only seats available were next to the stage, but not at the front. We were actually on the side. Like a square box sticking out, and we're sitting there, and I'm basically got my left elbow resting on the stage. We were like that close, and the headliner, I'm 99% convinced it was George Lopez, but I'm not 100%. Like, he was one of those I saw on TV. I'm like, that's the guy who was on the boat, because he wasn't really that big when we went on
this cruise.
And he basically just started on the opposite side, like his right, and just started working around the stage, and he was grabbing somebody from every table and just fucking thrashing. Like, it was all just about, you know, picking something and just running with it. And, you know, dad wearing a stupid fucking sweater or something like that. And he gets all the way over to our table, and I'm looking up at him like this, and just as he's about to say something, I look down and went to grab my drink. Oh, he goes, don't fucking look at me as like if you don't see me, I don't see you type of thing. He goes, you look back up here, right? I'm like, I'm just getting a drink.
Goes, yeah, such yeah, a Paul yeah, response. Sure, right?
All I was doing, it was just bad timing, right? And he goes, what's your name? I'm like, Paul. Goes, where are you from, Paul? I was like, Windsor, Ontario. And I pause and say, Canada. He goes, I know where Windsor, Ontario is. You know, I'm not like most fucking Americans, dumbass, don't know where everything is. Because all my relatives served there in the Vietnam War or something like that. And they just turned and walked away. I was like, thank God.
That's such a weird response. I know where Windsor, Ontario is. They all served there in the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
They all dodged?
Yeah. That's funny.
And relatives who served there in the Vietnam War or something like that. And then he just turned and left me alone and started the bit because he was fucking killing everybody else. Just raking them over the fucking coals.
Yeah, comedy's alright. Alright here.
Yeah.
I think we might.
We could have improved it.
We could have improved it.
Maybe. Maybe.
What's up, man?
As long as we could get Jim off the Candy Crush.
It's my new addiction, dude. You told me you were on level 617. I gotta catch up.
Sorry, Jim.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, do we have a closer? Well, I think we can probably skip the Sarge thing. I think we all know who the Sarge is.
We gotta say it anyway.
You want me to do
it? You just don't want to do it.
He's tired.
Tired.
Hey, Jim, you want to crawl up into bed with me?
I'd love to.
Can I get a little cozy? Take a nap?
So want to take a nap.
Honey, what are these stains?
Yeah.
It was Jim. He farted a few times.
He left a skid mark.
You may have
Mario sharded. Didn't turn down the sheets.
You may have sharded.
Turned down the what?
The sheets.
God, that was such an old man moment.
Pops. Yeah.
Shouting you out, Pops.
Yeah, by the way, Daryl, if you're listening, you have a new nickname. So we'll all be calling you Pops from now on.
Pops Clark?
Yeah.
Pops Clark.
Pops.
My filled them in on my war story.
Three hours later.
Dude, it's an incredible fucking story. I could not imagine you living through all that. Like, you telling it is just mind-blowing.
I have become the zenest motherfucker on this
planet. Because of it?
Nothing phases me anymore.
Yeah. What you went through, I can't imagine.
It's like, even with this, I'm like, I'm going to change my
it's not like outlook. It's really not like we could have gone up to like the 10th floor and like taken over the bridge, right, and like turned the ship back around and taken it to the docks and parked it.
That would have been awesome though.
Mike's just like throwing people aside.
It would have been like, we could have filmed it with your
Jim's
iPhone.
Jim's crushing people with his beached whale stomach.
That'd be my superpower. People bounce right off it.
I'm farting and melting people's faces off. Chris is using his kung fu.
Hey, as much as great as today would have been going there. Team. I still had a good day, man.
Yeah, man.
It's been relaxing. Mike, what's up, Mike? That's that's the key to this whole thing for me, is just relaxation. Yeah. But
still.
What?
Your bit.
Oh, trying to think what my other one was that you liked.
It was the water bottle.
Oh, I think it was. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba!
Surge of the week!
That's when we used to just do like the ramshackle shit.
Was that the noise you liked? Yeah. The boop, like, boop, boop, like, boop. Or we could do this John Cena. Do 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 do. Ever do 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 do. That one.
Yeah. I like the bottle better.
Okay.
Well, like Paul said, if it wasn't obvious, our surge.
Yeah.
For this episode, it's probably the
wind at Grand Turk.
Grand Jerk. Was the, jerk was chicken? The wind?
It's
was the wind?
It's not even the island's fault.
Was the wind? Was a grand jerk?
Yeah, grand jerk chicken.
Grand Turk was grand jerk. Grand jerk chicken.
Oh,
poor chickens alone.
Chicken be so good right now.
Jim was gonna have more chicken in Grand Turk.
Yeah. Dude, that jerk chicken on at Kogi Beach was friggin' oh.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, you can tell the sauce was all over your
face. Like,
you
know, your hands and everything. He's like, hang on, I gotta go in the water and wash off.
Yeah, I thought that was funny. You're like, aren't you gonna wipe down? I'm like, no, I'm gonna go wash off
in the
water.
Have the fish eat it off my fucking chest. He had like a big drop of it on his stomach.
That was funny when we were snorkeling. Like, I was putting my finger out because I remember the guy said about the dog biscuits. The fish would come up and they'd look at it and they'd get pissed off because it wasn't a dog biscuit.
They'd be like, it's fucking chicken again.
We're like, dumbass humans.
Bringing their jerk chicken in the
just
water.
Just want some dog fucking biscuit. So we got a closer?
I really don't. I mean, unless... Do we have a special cruising closer?
Well, I know
where we spent our days cruising for something.
I know we have that frequent visitor card now. You buy 10 dinners, you get one free.
What?
Frequent visitor card. You buy 10 dinners, you get your punch card done, you get one dinner free at Jim's Barbecue.
I don't know. I think he's just making shit up now.
No.
It's the cabin fever.
I could say, well,
that's the case. I'm halfway to a free fucking dinner.
Yeah. I could say, thank you for visiting Jim's Barbecue, where if you come and visit us, we'll always jerk your chicken.
I think that might be close to one of the regular closers.
Is it?
It is.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye, everybody.
We'll see you on the flip side of this cruise.
Yeah.
See ya.
Adios.
Stop.
Oh, Eric.
Good afternoon.
Nope.
This announcement is for Mr. Michael Cartry and Mrs. Priscilla
Cartry. I really thought that was
Mike Crandall?
Michael Cartry. Like, what'd you do?
Oh, no.
Mike, what'd you do?
That's my little wife, Priscilla.
That's just where you go.
Huh? Yeah.
You got two cabins together.
Me and Chris were joking around. We should page Dylan and say, Dylan and Jasmine, you need to come down to lobby, level 3 lobby or something, just to see, like,
Jasmine.
Yeah, just a random name. So she was like, later, Dylan, it was Jasmine.
Jasmine Gonzalez.
I know, Mr. Dylan.
No, that would be Yasmin.
Yolanda. Yolanda Gonzalez.
Yolanda.
No, Yolanda.
I just wanted to say Yolanda.
They don't have the New York State.
It's Yolanda Vega.
No, I know you. I remember Yolanda Vega.
Yolanda Vega. And this is the New York State Lottery.
You will not win.
Ship on a stick.
I did get a ship on a stick.
Ship on a stick.
Take that ship on a stick and ram it up Eric's ass.
Poor Eric.
Yeah.
Not his
fault.
Eric
Duty Who.
He's just the messenger.
Villain's very angry.
You didn't hear the sadness in his voice?
No, he had such gravitas, such ennui in his tone. No, it wasn't ennui because he actually did care. Or maybe he's just pretending to care. He really doesn't give a shit.
He was pretending to care. It was a tender moment.
Yeah, he does this all the time. He don't care.
Like, oh.
He has the weirdest haircut.
Hey, what
it's
episode
completely
are we up to?
Buzz, hmm? Except for like.
What episode?
But it's not like mine where it like it goes. It's like meant to go in one direction.
Right. It's kind of like
it's like one part of it is short and then the other 46? Part is like really
so.
Long and sticks
out. Was 45 the last one?
I believe so because 43 was the first one with Henry, right? Okay. 44.
No, 42 and 43.
The 44
the,
was the first.
The
oh, 44 is Friday. 45 was the first one on here. 46 is the second one on here. Though.
Can I go to podcast? 43 was 11 hours of sleep, which was the second one with Henry.
Yep.
So 44 was
Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale. 45 was the first one on the ship. Okay, so this is 46.
Okay.
Elton, thanks for visiting Jim's BBQ podcast.
Whoa, that was literally that was Edelson East spoken.
Like,
we're gonna wrap it up.
Thanks for Jimison on the BBQ podcast.
And the poop.
Dylan's got shit to do, so see you later, Dylan.
The BBQ podcast.
I don't know. Whatever they
brought the wine too.
Yeah, there's wine if you want some.
Want some wine, Paul? I heard it'll help.
I think he just misses his boo. His heart's burning for her.
I'm burning for you. All right, ready?
All right, we're just gonna listen to Paul's serenade us of Blue Oyster Cult. All right, let's go. The what voice?
Oh, do the Herbert.
Oh yeah, the Herbert voice.
Hey, Dylan. You want to come back to my room? Maybe we can bump some uglies.